The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. There are a few passages in the Gospel that are perpetually irritating to people whenever they hear them. Irritating like a swarm of summer mosquitoes. Probably the most irritating passage in the entire Gospel, never fails to upset people, is the story of the laborers in the vineyard and the one guy who shows up and he gets a full day's pay for 1 hour of work. People always get upset, irritated at that. This one's a close second. Everybody gets upset at the story of Martha and Mary because, at first blush, it seems so manifestly unfair. How can Jesus not take poor Martha's side as she's left to do all the work herself? But, as is always the case with Jesus Christ, his ways are as far above our ways as the heavens are above the earth. It takes time to adjust and to reflect. Let me just give you three little points here that might help you to reflect on why Jesus does what he does, says what he says here in this gospel. Okay. First of all, it seems like the terrible injustice here is that Martha's doing all the work and Mary's not doing all the work. But that's not actually the injustice here in this gospel. The injustice here in this gospel is that Martha is neglecting what matters most. And she's putting second things first. One of the things I personally love is architecture. It's just something I always love. I always notice it. I always get a little article. I always read it. And have you ever noticed this about architecture? You go around the world, and time after time after time, people always talk about wanting to go visit a quaint, old, beautiful city center, or a quaint old building, or a quaint old church. But they'll never talk about wanting to visit a boxy, shiny new office building. Boxy, shiny new city center. Why is that? Well, partly it's because in bygone years there was a value on beauty. Today there's a value on profit and functionality. Why spend extra money for something that looks beautiful if it doesn't have a return on investment? And this is part of the reason why city centers across the world, Sydney, Moscow, Los Angeles, New York, London, they all look the same. They used to look very, very different, everyone marked by its own unique culture. Why is that? It's part of a societal illness we have in which we're perpetually putting second things first. There are three priorities in your life. The lowest priority is you. Higher than that is other people. The highest priority is God. If we don't get that priority structure right, the consequence is worry and anxiety. Not to mention a bunch of other residual problems as well, but worry and anxiety. So everybody thinks this passage of Martha and Mary is about Martha being too busy and Jesus telling her, you got to find some balance, Martha. No, Jesus doesn't talk about balance. And Jesus doesn't talk about Martha being too busy either. He doesn't say, "Martha, you're too busy." He says, "Martha, you're anxious and you're worried." Why? Because you're putting second things first. As long as we put second things first, we will always discover worry and anxiety. That's the first. Here's a second little point. It seems at first blush that Martha's doing what's hard and being thoughtful, while Mary's doing what's easy and being selfish. Would it surprise you to learn that the reverse is the case?
It's Martha who's doing what's easy by being busy, and Mary who's doing what's hard by staring God in the face. I think I've mentioned this before, but as time goes by, don't we make more and more gadgets to save us more and more time? Yes, we do. You know, you can text, message, and phone, and order in, and you don't even need to lift a finger anymore. You don't even have to go to a store. You can have it all delivered to you. With all these gadgets and all this tech, you should figure we should have more free time than the most leisurely society that ever lived, but what happens as a consequence? Isn't it that we just get busier and busier and busier? Yes, it is. No matter how much we invent to save our time, it only makes us move even faster, and we long for those old-fashioned slow days that began with the sunrise and ended with the sunset. Why is it that way? It was Blaise Pascal who actually answered that question. He said, it's that way because we want it to be that way. Let that sink in. We want it to be that way because it's easier to be busy than it is to ask deep questions. Like, what direction is my life taking? Am I making wrong decisions? Do I have wrong priorities? It's easier to be Martha and be busy about work than it is to be Mary and look God in the face. That's why we have so many people with high-functioning careers and dysfunctional homes. Why there's plenty of time for soccer, but no time for mass. Plenty of time for internet games, no time for prayer. It's hard, very hard work, to put first things first. But Jesus praises those who do. That's the second point. Here's the third. It seems like Martha is just trying to do Jesus a favor, just trying to make him dinner, for goodness sakes. Why won't Jesus appreciate what Martha's just trying to do for him? Would you be surprised to realize that the reverse is the truth? It's Jesus who wants to do something for Martha. After all, does the man who knows how to multiply loaves and fishes really need somebody to cook him dinner? No. People think to themselves, I'm doing God a favor. Look at me, I'm going to Mass. I'm doing God a favor. Look at me, I'm going to confession. I'm doing God a favor. Look at me, I'm taking time for prayer. The reverse is the case. You and I, both, we've all been made for a deep love, union with God. And for the love of God, it's He who's trying to lead us to that over and over and over. Don't you hear this often to be the case? You get a couple of sweethearts, and they'll say words to each other like, you know, before I met you, it's like I wasn't even alive. My life began when we met. People say that kind of thing, you know, sweethearts, one to another. It's lovely, but it's a little bit of an exaggeration. But when you say it about God, it's literally the truth. Until we come to know what it means that God has loved us so much, until we come to know what it means to love and to serve Him in return, it's like we're not even alive. Just three little points today now, Finn, from the story of Martha and Mary, all redounding to one great point, like Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness over you, and all else will be given to you besides. That's the better part. It'll never be taken from you.